This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. It's been 34 years since the Supersonics gave Seattle its most recent championship. The Seahawks, with an NFL-best 12-2 record, have a shot to end the city's title drought. Jerry Brewer is a columnist for the Seattle Times, and he joins me now. Jerry, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me again, Bill.
How hopeful are Seattle fans regarding the Seahawks?
Hopeful is a word. It's almost like arrogant. I think that people believe so much in this team that they feel that it's Super Bowl or bust. You would think that people would be on edge, but there's something about this Seahawks team that is so anti-Seattle, and people are really starting to tap into it. I mean, you always talk about Seattle being passive-aggressive. Well, this team is cocky.
The Seahawks have the NFL's top defense, and they're coming off a shutout of the New York Giants, and yet you suggest the Seattle defense may not be getting enough credit. Why is that?
You know, when you look at them, they have an opportunity to be number one in about six or seven categories, which is really unprecedented for a defense. They don't have that menacing guy in the front seven, that Mike Singletary type of guy. But for today's NFL, they are perfect. Teams pass more than ever now. It's absolutely ridiculous to think that you can build a defense from the back end forward and it could be just as dynamic as any defense that had a dominant defensive end like a Reggie White or, like I said, like a Mike Singletary or a Ray Lewis.
Last year, quarterback Russell Wilson made the Pro Bowl as a rookie. Is it fair to say he's still improving?
He absolutely is still improving, and the guy is marvelous. First of all, he's an escape artist as an athlete. It's his mind, though. It's almost like he's robotic in the way he goes about his business. He never changes. There's never been a moment in the NFL that's been too big for him. We have not seen this guy show a fatal flaw yet.
The Seahawks hired Pete Carroll to be their head coach back in 2010 after the team had gone 5-11. How much credit does Carroll deserve for the turnaround?
He deserves a tremendous amount of credit. We're talking about a guy who, when he came here, everyone said, you failed with the New York Jets. You failed with the New England Patriots. You went to USC, and that was great. But guess what? You were able to recruit the best players on the planet. What are you going to do when the talent is more even? He's gone out, and he's basically done the same thing he was doing at USC.
Is he different from other NFL coaches in the way he runs the team?
Oh, absolutely. He's the second oldest coach in the NFL, but you would never notice that. The music is blaring at practice, you know. During the pregame, he's out throwing the football, trying to throw it 62 yards to match his age. He's a fun-loving guy, but the discipline really comes in with he's got the hammer, and he'll show you that he has the hammer, but he never has to swing it because guys respect him. I've never seen a football team work as hard with a smile on their face as the Seahawks do, and you got to give Pete Carroll a lot of credit for that.
All right, Jerry, when you joined me last year, I asked you to guess the outcome of Seattle's playoff game against Washington. You not only predicted the upset, you also came within a point of the score. So what's the future look like for this Seattle team?
I think they're going to the Super Bowl. I couldn't tell you because I don't know what the matchup will be in the Super Bowl, but no one is going to come to Seattle in January and knock them off.
Jerry Brewer is a columnist for the Seattle Times. Jerry, thanks for joining me.
Anytime.